If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations, both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Coming up Monday, June 6th, on Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair, Pulitzer finalist and award-winning journalist William Carlson shares tales from his new book, Jungle of Stone, a true story based on the journey of two men in their discovery of the lost Maya civilization. And award-winning author Hazel Gainer joins us from Ireland with her latest historical novel, Girl from the Savoy. Tune in every Monday at noon Pacific time right here on Seattle's Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, and find more than 300 podcasts on topics from health and mental wellness to travel, adventure, business, and the environment at conversationslive.net.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to a little late here to this third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And you can tune us in on the radio dial or on the internet via streaming audio. And the best way to pick up the stream, go to the Animal World website, www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner, and that will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And if you're interested in getting in touch with Dr. Bill, our brilliant Animal World vet here, and as you can tell from the callers we've had, we go from all over the place to see Dr. Bill. And
those are the only four clients I have.
Not true. Anyway, Dr. Bill Burlingame, check out his new website, www.billburlingamedvm.com. You can email him if you need a consultation, billburlingamedvm@gmail.com. His consultation number, if you'd like to have a phone consultation, $60 for an hour. That's a great deal. $30 for an email consultation. You can arrange all that through his website now. Number is 425-903-1913. That's his consultation line, 425-903-1913. And you can find him on Facebook. It's Burlingame Veterinary Consulting on Facebook and burlingamedvm.com for the website. And, of course, now you can buy all those great immune products that we're going to talk about shortly here. But we got to get back to the phones, and I think we have Carlene back. So let's see if we do. Carlene, welcome back to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Bill.
I am here.
Ah, there you are.
Hi, technical difficulty. Sorry about that.
Okay, so
I was trying to follow Dr. Bill's prescription and use earbuds, but the speaker wasn't working so good.
Ah, I see. Okay.
So I had to toss that and work directly with my phone to my ear.
Okay, so what can we help you with?
Yes, I have a little menagerie of questions. First off, I wanted to thank Dr. Bill. I'm moving away from traffic so we have a little quieter chance for you to hear me well. Dr. Bill received a message from me. I was trying to track down some of Dr. Al's research papers on the Plechner syndrome.
Oh, yeah?
And he was kind enough to respond promptly, sent me a text, and I got the information. Dr. Bill, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask a couple of different questions. Number one, and this may involve you too, Martha, a friend of mine passed away, and she had a pit bull, female, sweet sweetheart. Just a lovely dog. They were hand in glove. They were inseparable. And the hospital where she passed was kind enough to offer the opportunity, and I had suggested this, you know, based on listening to you for so many years and just my own knowledge that there was a possibility that Kizzy, Kismet is her name, the dog's name, and that Kizzy could come in to the hospital, and the hospital staff actually offered this as an option to the family, that she could say goodbye to her guardian.
Okay.
And that opportunity was declined, unfortunately. I felt it would be really important. So now Kizzy is just wondering and wondering where her person is. And I was hoping that besides giving some of Teresa's clothing to her, that isn't really going to solve the problem. And I do have Darcy's number, but I'm a little worried about calling her too soon after the loss of her companion.
No reason why you couldn't call her. She's doing fine.
Okay. All right, good.
But I think that if that's what you're interested in is how to help Kizzy, other than you talking to her and, you know, imagining in your mind your friend passing and her soul vibration lifting out of her body and going off with the angels. I mean, dogs do understand that.
Right.
And you can explain, but do you think that the dog is not doing well since she passed? Does the dog have a new home?
She's in a completely different environment and not a particularly healthy environment, but she does know the people in that environment.
Okay.
But I'm just really concerned that she was kind of left high and dry, not really having a chance to.
Well, and you can just sit down with her. You can explain it to her, Carlene.
Yeah.
You don't need Darcy to do that.
Yeah. Right.
And that's the best thing to do is just explain. And she may already know anyway. You know, they're pretty intuitive, and they read our minds.
Okay, thank you for that, and I will proceed that way. But number two, I wanted to ask about, Dr. Bill if he could give me anything to explain to another fellow. He's got a female who's part pit bull. Her name is Princess, and she expresses a behavior that I know is part of an ailment. She sits on the ground the minute she has a chance to, lifts her hind legs up high, and then scoots across the ground, and it on her tailbone, on her anus. And I'm just wondering, she does this really intensely, so I know that there's a deep issue there. And I wonder if Dr. Bill, can you give me some ideas about how I might approach the guardian of that dog?
So what might be going on with this dog that needs to scoot all the time?
Yeah, because he just tells her to stop. He just says, that's not going to do a thing.
There's a number of different things that leads to scooting, so usually that, you know, requires some investigation either by the owner or by a veterinarian. You got to look at anal sac disease, anal sac infections, anal sac tumors. How old is Princess?
Princess is about 5, I believe.
All right. So, and then you got to look at intestinal parasites, often tapeworms, but usually it's not that intense a scooting. Allergies can cause dogs to have to lick at their groin area and scoot. Probably the most overlooked cause is colitis or inflammation of the colon. So observing the pet's eliminations, looking to see if there's changes in the character, the fecal mass, looking for mucus and slime, that's a really common problem. So those are some of your different considerations for scooting.
But is it safe to say, Dr. Carlene, hold on just a minute. Is it safe to say then, Dr. Bill, that intense scooting on the part of a dog like this indicates that something's not right? There's a problem of some kind. So she can tell him this is not normal dog behavior.
She can tell him it's not normal dog behavior, yes.
And so it's most likely related to anal glands and them either being impacted, you know, or starting to get infected, or there could be tumors or something involved, or an interior colitis. Usually with colitis, isn't there also a strong desire to lick around the rectal area? Mm-hmm. And so you can get a red staining of the saliva in that area. The tapeworms, because the little segments of the tapeworms break off, and they kind of scoot and inch their way out of the butt sometimes, they can scoot for that. But like you said,
not that often.
That's not usually an intense want-to-do-it-all-the-time scooting. So it's more likely the anal glands are a colitis sort of thing.
Yeah, you do always want to look at a fecal specimen microscopically just to make sure you don't have whipworms, which can be another organism that causes colitis. Just a physical exam and a fecal examination would be appropriate at some point. Sounds like the dog's pretty uncomfortable, so.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So that colitis, you mentioned, if you see any slime or mucus. Now, that is what, an inflammation of the bowel lining?
Inflammation of the colon, yes.
Of the colon lining. Okay.
Yeah, and in their poops, they'll get big clumps of mucus will come out.
Sporadically, sporadically.
Yeah, not every poop. It's definitely sporadic.
Okay, I'll pass that along to him and give him some of that information. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Third question has to do with a pigeon that I've got in a box. I just rescued it.
Uh-oh.
Somebody came to me and said this pigeon had been kind of hunkered down, not really moving at all for throughout a day, right at a drive-through restaurant. Where there was a ton of cars moving by. So I knew that there was some compromised health issue. And he asked me to go and check the bird out or if possible, rescue it and get it to a wildlife sanctuary, which I told him I could do. And I did that. The bird is ambulatory but weak. And it took me about 30 minutes, but I threw a towel over it, and it's tucked in a box now. I haven't fed it or watered it, because the last time I interacted with Sarvi, they instructed me not to feed or water until they were able to test it, examine it.
Yeah. And then there's Paws Wildlife Rescue, too. They're, you know, a little closer.
Yeah, well, that's true.
So what's your question?
Well, I just wondered what, because I didn't know if I was, I wanted to make sure. The previous bird was a crow, and it did not. It got to the center, but then it eventually passed. Now this bird, because it's ambulatory but weak, I doesn't seem to have any broken bones. It doesn't seem to have. It was flapping its wings a little. I don't know if it's able to fly.
Well, I can tell you, I had pigeons, wild pigeons on my farm a lot of times when they get sick or there's a problem or they're not getting enough food, they'll starve to death. So if you look in front of them, you get a big breastbone that comes out, and you can see how thin they are. I don't know. Dr. Bill, you don't treat birds.
You could have a chronic disease condition or an acute disease condition or trauma or could be anything. So I'd offer it some food and water and keep it warm and try to take it to
I'd get it up to paws. Yeah, I think that's your best bet.
The difficulty was that it was on the weekend with Memorial Day tomorrow, they're kind of closed down.
Yeah.
Just go online for Dr. Google and learn how to take care of pigeons.
Yeah.
Okay, good. And my last question has to do with me. I wanted to ask you about
you got to hurry up, though, because we're against the clock right now.
Okay, the immune tabs that you were talking about at the very beginning, I missed the first 5 or 10 minutes of the show, mm-hmm. and you were talking about something to do with the brain, a brain issue and immune tabs, and you and Martha mentioned demented in talking about this, so I don't know exactly what you were referencing, but I have the brother of this woman who passed away. I kept in constant contact with him as a service while he was sitting beside, you know, his sister's hospital bed. He was the responsible member of the family, and he was just there constantly, but he's fighting brain cancer. And I'm wondering, he had like, he said...
So you're wondering if the immune tabs or something would help him?
Yeah, he had like 1,400 zaps with the radiation therapy for this cancer. Like 33 days of 40 days of 33 a day.
Yeah, well, we don't need to know all of that, but do these your immune supplements for humans, Bill, Dr. Bill, help with cancer?
The transfer factor products for humans could help improve the function of his immune system. There's no question that there's a lot of research showing that curcumin has a big effect on brain cancer.
Oh, okay.
And that's turmeric?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, the transfer factor products and turmeric would be indicated, but I really can't address his medical condition.
Yeah. I understand.
But I hope I never deal with cancer, but I can tell you honestly that if I was dealing with cancer myself, those immune tabs would be going into my smoothie in the morning. There's no question about it because I know the quality
of
the Dr. Raymakers puts in there.
And you know all the great ingredients that are
right
in there.
But I can only say that for myself.
Yep, so you could send him to Dr. Bill's website, BillBurlingameDVM.com, and he's got a great little video on the homepage that talks about all the immune stuff. And we're going to, as soon as we take care of advertisers and stuff, we're going to be talking about all the immune products and all of that. So if you can hang on, we're going to be talking more about this.
One last question, please.
Okay, make it quick.
Yeah, I will. The immune tab or the transfer factor and the immune tabs are, you know, they can be, the immune tabs are for, are focused in your development, in your research on the animals, correct? And the transfer factor is traditionally used for people, but
yes.
I wondered, you mentioned the turmeric, and can you give any kind of indication as to how to best take that in the quantities that it would be helpful for?
Well, there's curcumin in your immune products, isn't there, or is there?
Are you talking about turmeric for humans?
For humans, turmeric for humans.
Yeah, that's all. You can find a lot of that information if you just Google curcumin cancer or turmeric.
Okay, I was wondering if you had to take it in gelatin caps or something to take it in sufficient.
Oh, there's lots of different ways. You can, and if you cook it into turmeric paste and stuff, it can be more powerful. But all that stuff is available online, Carlene.
Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for calling Animal World. All right, we are up against the clock, so let's get back on schedule here, take care of our advertisers. It is the most important part of the show. Without them, there's no us, so listen, pay attention, support them. And as we continue, we're going to talk all about this great immune support and what is available. And there's a new product you haven't heard about yet on Animal World that Dr. Bill's got available. And we'll talk about all of that, and it's easy for you to access now on the website. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Have you heard about energy balancing for animals? Elite master of the bioenergetic synchronization technique, Nels Rasmussen, has been creating transformations in health, mobility, and athletic performance in dogs, cats, and horses for over 30 years. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Remember, you're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World already. But we're here until noon. Phone lines are open. And we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And yeah, it's Vet Sunday today. Dr. Bill Burlingame's in the house. I've got some follow-up information for, Deborah in Kingston with the five cats and trying to integrate the six cats. And Deborah, if you're still listening, and I mentioned to you Vicki Draper, who does the crystal essences and has the one, the family, that's used for helping animals to get along better together. Her website, it's Vicki Draper, healingyouranimals.com, healingyouranimals.com, and her phone number is 425-785-4232. Excuse me, that's 425-785-4232. It's Vicki, V-I-C-K-I, Draper, and healingyouranimals.com. Okay, there we go on that. All right, so Dr. Bill, now that you have this great website and people can actually see these, you know, what these immune products look like and purchase them in an easy way, let's talk about what is available these days in terms of immune support and why these products from Dr. Raymaker, you know, are so outstanding. I mean, because you just said If you had mm-hmm. cancer, you'd be eating those immune tabs in your smoothies every day, and
Absolutely.
The immune tabs are really for dogs.
Yeah, they're made for for dogs and cats and ferrets and whatever.
Yeah.
It's just that the nutrients or the components that he sources out are all human quality.
Uh-huh.
And there's about 120 different individual components in it, 72 of which are your chelated minerals. Minerals are really, really important. And then you got your transfer factors and some amino acids and some macro minerals and a whole array of mushrooms, whole mushroom and mushroom extracts, curcumin, boswellia, eggshell membrane, glucosamines, pernicaniculus, and thymus extract, just to name a few things. And what he's discovered really is the synergy of all these ingredients. If you take one individual ingredient and try to measure its effect on the immune system, that's good. But as you add in more of these natural agents, there's an additive or a synergistic effect on function. So the more the better.
Hmm.
You got to surround them to make it work better.
Gotcha.
And that's what he does with his formulas. He's Dr. Ray Makers is a practicing veterinarian, I think 45 or 6 years.
Wow.
He's been a custom nutritional formulator for most of that. Actually started his formulation career in veterinary school.
Wow.
He's a little bit, he kind of looks like a mad scientist to me. I always look at Joe and I kind of laugh a little bit. I don't know if he sleeps at night. I just think his, I think his brain's running all the time. He's always trying to improve the quality of his product. He sources ingredients from France and Israel and all over the place because he's always looking for better components.
All right.
So that's what his formulas are about. They're ever evolving. His base formula for immune support started with the transfer factor product.
And then the transfer factor in itself is an interesting concept.
Transfer factors are, you could say, sort of a catch-all generic term for little proteins that our immune cells produce in order to communicate back and forth. It's our immune language.
Uh-huh.
The medical terms for these would be chemokines, cytokines, and lymphokines, basically proteins, really small proteins that our cells make, send across the room, hit the other cell, gives us a message. That cell sends that message to the next one, and that's how they communicate. So these tiny immune memory molecules are found in colostrum and egg yolks.
And so that's like in mother's milk.
In mother's milk. And if it's safe enough to be in mother's milk, it must be pretty good.
So, but it's what babies get from their mother's milk that what turns on their immune system? Is that a simple way of saying
some of those immune educational molecules, the transfer factors, they are an educational molecule. Depending upon what species you are, some of those cross the placenta and activate the fetus's immune cells. Some species get more of that immune education through colostrum, the first mother's milk. So it varies from species to species. But in general, the real magic is that the transfer factor molecule is almost identical from species to species. So that means that when nature decided upon this system, that molecule was so important that it was used for all species.
For everybody.
So you can be a reptile, a fish, a bird, a mammal, you name it, the transfer factors are almost identical.
So cool.
That's called cross species preservation.
Uh-huh.
And that tells you you're dealing with something important. Another example of that would be insulin. Insulin is similar no matter if it's from a pig, a cow, a human, a dog, a cat. So transfer factors are very important. So they are a molecule that once absorbed will turn on your cells, activate your T cells, educate them, and keep everything working.
Cool. So for humans, the supplement is actually called transfer factor.
That's
is it
correct.
Not?
Yep.
But it has a bunch of other stuff in it as well.
Well, that's where the original product was Transfer Factor Classic, which was just transfer factors from cow colostrum.
Uh-huh.
And then it's evolved over the years as they understood, as you add in the medicinal mushrooms, as you add in aloe vera, as you add in other components, they realize that you get an increased effect on immune function.
Okay.
So the transfer factors educate, and in a simple way, the medicinal mushrooms, the aloe vera extract, the what we call beta glucans, they tend to stimulate or rev it up a little bit.
Okay. So, and all of these immune products are available through your website.
Correct.
But so if someone's wants the right immune supplement for mm-hmm. them as a human,
right,
it's the human transfer factor
yeah.
you're looking at, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, then for the animals,
mm-hmm.
we have a number of different choices in terms of the really hot stuff we've been talking about, of course, are the immune tabs.
Yes.
And they are like kind of big chewable mm-hmm. tablets. They remind me of all the years when I worked in veterinary medicine, the pet tabs.
Right.
Does anybody remember pet tabs?
They're about twice the size of a pet tab.
Yeah, yeah, but that kind of a tablet.
Right. It's a compressed tablet.
And there is, let's see, a maintenance formula. Mm-hmm. Is that the green label?
Green label is maintenance. That's correct.
And so that would be generic for most
yep.
animals.
Beginning to end, actually, for a healthy puppy, a middle-aged dog, an older dog, that's the most versatile product we have.
Okay, so the green label, mm-hmm. that's the maintenance level.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next level of immune tabs, is that the red label?
The red label is the professional formula, which is only available, you know, essentially through veterinarians. And that's the
But
most,
that you are one, so
yes,
it's available through your
last
website.
Last time I checked.
Last time you checked.
So that's the most his most potent formula that he makes. He loads it with per tablet the greatest amount of mushroom extract, curcumin, larger amounts of transfer factors. So that's our most potent. And we use that, I use that on my patients for cancer and autoimmune disease in general.
Okay.
The two most common things.
Now, so the professional formula is the same as the red label, or is that different?
The professional and red label is the same thing, and the ingredients between the red label or professional and the green label or maintenance or wellness product, the ingredients are the same. It's just the potency that varies.
Okay. All right. And Kathy, I was wanting to know, are these formulas made with organic ingredients?
Predominantly organic. He can't source everything organically. And I forgot to mention, Dr. Raymakers is an organic farmer.
Uh-huh.
So he focuses on as much organic as he can get. But there are some components, as you could read on the label, that are not organic, but they're close.
And then she wanted to know, does that mean that the transfer factor is vegan?
That means the transfer factor, well, if it's, that's the question, it's coming from a cow. So.
Yeah, the transfer factors are coming from a cow.
Yeah, they do have veggie caps that they put the transfer factor into. So, if you were a vegan when you were a baby, you got mammalian transfer factors from your mother. So
yeah.
It must have been good enough for you then.
Yeah, that's okay. So now then there's a new immune tab, and I'm calling it what, the blue label?
Oh, the pain formula.
Yeah, for mm-hmm. pain formula. That's a new one right. to us here on Animal World.
Yeah,
anyway.
We've been kind of keeping that a secret successfully. That's Dr. Raymakers was trying to produce an all-natural anti-inflammatory. Essentially what he did was took the same components in his red formula and decreased the amount of the immune active agents, the transfer factors, the mushrooms and things, and increase the amount of curcumin, boswellia, glucosamines, pernicaniculus, the natural anti-inflammatories. And so that's a pretty good product. It's not cheap by any means. The ingredients are pretty expensive. But if you're trying to get a dog off of drug therapy,
right,
that's a good option.
Okay. So if you've got an arthritic dog or one with pain,
right,
then you could do the blue label pain,
right,
formula, because it has the other stuff in it, but
right,
it just has the anti-inflammatory stuff as well.
Right. But remember, if we're dealing with one or two joints, we could always use the loop.
Well, you've got that on your list, but let's get to, that's the Assisi loop you're
that's
talking about.
That's the Assisi loop. So you have an agent that you can take orally, but also we've got a product on the website called the loop, which is it's a pulse electromagnetic field generator, which is good for arthritis and pain. And I had one on my foot this morning before I came because it's tender.
Well, and I've used one too because, you know, my little feral kitten, Sophie, her tail was paralyzed and she couldn't
right,
move it or raise it or anything. And we used it was injury because her mom killed all the other kittens. She was the only one that survived. So there was a tail injury. Once we discovered it, I used the Assisi loop, and it didn't bring full function back to her whole tail, but she can lift it and swing it and raise it, so it allowed it to be functional enough that we didn't have to amputate, which is
right,
really, really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And that's available on your website,
correct,
as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, then, in terms of the immune products, we also have the Immune Chews.
Yes.
Which is what a babier formula or something, and
yeah,
not as much in them.
It's a simplified formula of similar immune active agents, and that formula is really what our human product through Cort Control is based on. And that's what we did the studies for on, or used for vaccine enhancement and reproductive performance. But the Immune Chews is something that we normally use for puppies and kittens early on, from whenever they can start to eat.
And cats like take a half of one a day.
Cats, yep.
Little dogs take
right,
one a day.
Right.
But they're tasty, they're chewable. I know that my Robbie likes everything. You
yeah,
know, he likes the chews, he likes the tabs, he thinks they're treats. My cats, some of them like the Immune Chews, some of them don't. So what I've gone is that with my cats, I use the transfer factor feline formula, which is a powder,
right,
and I mix that into their raw food, and that's working well for them. So for
right,
the mine, I couldn't get anybody to eat pieces of the iTabs.
Oh yeah, that's really strong tasting.
But they'll do the transfer factor powder in their raw
right,
food. I mix it if I mix it in well.
And that was part of the reason is that when you start including all these different components, especially for cats, there's a palatability issue.
Yeah.
So that's why Dr. Joe came up with the Immune Chews, a simplified formula, no curcumin, you know, you don't have all the B-complex vitamins, which taste bad. You don't have a big array of minerals, so.
All right, so if you go to Dr. Bill's website now, BillBurlingameDVM.com, click on Window Shopping, link at the top of the homepage, and that will take you to the page with all the products that are available, and you can order all of these immune products, as well as the Assisi loop. That's the loop that Dr. Bill's just talking about. And they're like battery operated, and you use them up, and then eventually they die, and so you
right,
recycle them with batteries.
And that Assisi loop is developed for humans. It didn't start out as an animal product.
Yeah.
It was developed for plastic surgeons.
And I know, I think one of our listeners used it after knee replacements, and it made a huge difference in her recovery and so forth. Now, the other thing you can get there, of course, is the R2L, the radiation to light
right,
gadget, little sticker that you get for your phone, and that's only
$30. Right.
And I'm getting one of those. And all of them are available on the website. And
yes,
then you can also order an email consultation or a telephone consultation via the website now.
Yes.
So that makes it a whole lot easier. And so you want to go to BillBurlingameDVM.com. Give them a like while you're there, because then you'll get and you have a a sign up. Do you have a newsletter sign up or anything, or an email sign up?
I don't have a newsletter yet.
But
they can you know, say hi and leave a comment.
And you can find them on Facebook, too, Burlingame Veterinary Consulting. Okay, Kathy's reminded me here, and we've got to take care of advertisers for the last time in this hour. Let's do our missing link giveaway. If you'd like some missing link for your animal friends, now would be the time to pick up your phone and give Kathy a call, 425-373-5527, 888-298-5569. You can choose any formula but the horse formula, three to choose from for dogs, one for cats, and I'm going to tell you about it in just a moment anyway. So pick up your phones, let Kathy know what kind of missing link you'd like sent to you. And so let's do that, and then we'll take care of current events and finish up our Vet Sunday. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. So, hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural raw foods all-natural foods to your animal friends, even if you home cook, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff. Well, that's why Missing Link was created. It's designed to provide what's missing in cooked and processed foods, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, and the fiber. It tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats, and there's a missing link formula for all of our animal friends. There are three formulas for dogs, one for seniors that has the New Zealand green mussel. There is a hip and joint formula, a skin and coat formula. There's a cat formula. There's a wellness blend that's vegetarian. You can feed to both your dogs and cats and other house critters as well. There's a bird formula and a poultry formula and a horse formula. So ask for Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies, or you can go directly to the company. Check out their website, www.missinglinkproducts.com, or give them a call at 1-800-774-7387. That's 1-800-774-7387.
On Friday, Manson Mitchell are pleased to present a special series with Kelly Sullivan Walden, host of Dreams Unzipped.
On Saturday, Mary Lee LeBay talks about the life between lives and related metaphysical matters.
In hour number two, astrologer Eileen Grimes reveals what the stars say about our presidential candidates, and she'll be taking your calls in the second half hour.
Bringing you fascinating talk since 2007, we are Manson Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Going against the grain has never been so much fun. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and sorry to say that we're winding down our Memorial Day weekend edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And the phone lines have kind of gotten crazy at the moment, and I don't know if everybody's after Missing Link or they're wanting to get in phone calls again, but, well, the first thing, it is Vet Sunday. Dr. Bill Burlingame is in the house, and, of course, if you're not have been able to talk to him here on the show today. You can certainly contact him via his website, BillBurlingameDVM.com. You can purchase an email consultation through the website. A one-hour phone consultation is only $60. I mean, you can't beat that for the best vet in town. Well, in all towns, in my opinion. And his consultation number is 425-903-1913. 425-903-1913. If you need to see him in person, and especially for the lasering and stuff, then that's Quil Ceta Veterinary Clinic. He's there Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And their phone number is 360-659-8482. All righty, then. Before we run out of time, let's take care of current events. All righty. Speaking of entertainment and all of that, first on the list, of course, would be me. I am doing my classes, The Keys to Understanding Your Animal Friends and Solving Any Problems You Have with Them. I'm doing them at Natural Pet Pantry again. They are in Kirkland, right by PCC. It's a great location to get to. Part one is the communicating with animals, and part two is the human-to-animal transference. Part one is on Wednesday evening, June 15th. It's from 6:30 to 9 p.m. And part two, human to animal transference, is Wednesday, June 22nd. That's also 6:30 to 9 p.m. Now, here's the great deal for you. Kept them really affordable. $20 for each class. Or if you take both of them, you can do both of them for $35. You can't beat that. Now, you need to call Natural Pet Pantry to make a reservation, and their number is 425-739-4738. That's 425-739-4738. And now, get this, Darcy, Pariso, and I, we've teamed up now because we've decided that our classes really, really enhance each other. And so I'll be doing the 15th and the 22nd, those Wednesday evenings at Natural Pet Pantry. Then after my second class, Darcy's going to come in and she's going to pick you guys up after these classes. And on the Wednesday, June 29th, she is going to do a practice session for you all. So everything that I've taught you, she'll add to that with her, you know, interspecies telepathic empathetic communication. And she wants you to bring pictures to practice with your animals and have fun and gain confidence. Everyone is welcome, whether or not you've attended my classes. And again, $20. And then she'll be doing her animal communication one practice group 102 on Wednesday, July 6th. So it's actually four Wednesdays in a row. You can come to my two classes and then come to two of Darcy's, and you ought to be able to talk up a storm with the animals by then. Let's see, Darcy's at a bunch of other places. Daylight Healing Center open house in Edmonds on Saturday, June 11th from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. And let's see, we've got a bunch of new stuff on current events. There's a celebration of Thornton Creek restoration projects at Meadowbrook Pond Park across from the Meadowbrook Community Center in Seattle. That's Saturday, June 11th from 2 to 6 p.m. It's free parking, tours, food, games for kids of all ages. More info at streamkeeper.org, or you can call 425-316-8592. Homeward Pet Adoption Center is offering free microchips this June. Free microchips for spayed and neutered pets every Tuesday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Also on Friday, June 24th, 4 to 7 p.m. and Saturday, June 25th, 9 a.m. to noon. That's at homewardpet.org. Fundraising wine event for Homeward at Northwest Cellars in Kirkland on Saturday, June 11th from 1 to 5 p.m. Advance tickets are $25. $20 of that's donated to Homeward. And then $5 off of every bottle of wine they sell also goes to Homeward. The 10th annual Poochapalooza 2016 at Ashbury Field in Marysville will be Saturday, July 9th at 10 a.m. And then mark your calendars for the Paws Walk is back. Their 25th walk will be at Marymore Park in Redmond on August 27th. Registration opens June 2nd, www.pawswalk.net. All righty. And then Meow's got their 11th annual Fine Wines and Feline Auction Fundraiser, Saturday, June 18th. So I think that covers all the bases we can cover at the time. If you want more details on those events or all the events I didn't have time to mention, go to marthanorwalk.com and click on current events. You can pick all of that up. And let's see, we need to congratulate Stacy from Renton, who won the Missing Link Canine Skin and Coat. All righty then. We are like just about out of time, Dr. Bill. Went really fast.
It did. It was great.
And boy, I sure appreciate you coming back into the studio.
Thank
and I'm
you.
So glad you have all these great ways for people to really connect with you now, because we can do it on Facebook. Remember, you just got to remember the different phrasing that gets you to the right place. So on Facebook, you're Burlingame Veterinary Consulting.
Yes.
On your website, you're BillBurlingameDVM.com.
Yes. I'm in transition constantly.
All right. All right. Yeah. And you know, through the website, you click on the window shopping, and we've all got to get our R2Ls, our little stickers for our phones now, which turning radiation into light. How cool is that?
I'm thinking we're going to sell out, so you better be fast.
Yeah, well, say I have the reservation in for one. You save one for me because I want it. Check that out and click on window shopping. You'll be good, and you can order an email consultation or a phone consultation. And remember, he's international now. He's even consulting with people in England now.
You better hurry up. The prices might go up.
No, you can't do that. No. Anyway, he's very popular, so check it all out. And we got regular programming today, Mike. All right, so stay tuned for an encore presentation of Mystic Radio with Rob and Alexis. And then, let's see, next week. Okay, next week, well, we've got an Ananda Sunday going on. Reman and Padma, co-directors of Ananda Institute of Living Yoga in our area, we're going to be in the studio doing Ananda 101, but something's come up that they're unable to be here. So we're going to do kind of a general Ananda Sunday. Zach from the Ananda Farm is going to be back in the house. Bhima from East West Bookshop is going to be in studio with us. We're going to talk more about the farm and the CSA. We're going to talk all about the big Ananda Community Annual Open House that's coming up on Saturday, June 18th, and I hope you'll be there to join me. I'm doing the welcome booth. And then we're going to have find out all about East West Bookshop, and we're going to have a discussion on sustainable living and all kinds of good stuff. So I hope you'll be here next week. After that will be Dr. Nels, the second Sunday of June, and then Jude and Paul Ponton, the third Sunday of June. So I think that covers all the bases. Mike, thank you very much. Kathy, thank you. Dr. Bill, thank you. Can't wait till next time. And boy, I guess that brings us right up to being about out of time.
You did a good job.
All righty. So I guess all that's left is for me to remind you that animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family, and please always be kind to open your heart. Share your love with all living things, and I'll talk to you again next week.